Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. You've joined an important conversation for Fabric about what it means to be together. It's not just about what we can contribute to a community, but each of us has something special to bring. Here's Greg Meyer talking about our M&Ms and the gift your unique self is to community.
Good morning, everyone. Good to have you here with us today. I'm Greg Meyer, and I am the one who's going on sabbatical. You're not. Not that I need to rub it in, right? No, you are too. A little different. So, yeah, thank you for being here today. It's great to see you. And if you're watching on the live stream, welcome to you as well. If you're on our podcast listening somewhere, somehow, we're glad you're with us as well. So we are continuing our conversation about togethering. And togethering is not only a relevant and an important conversation, but I would say it's a critical conversation in this era right now where our world is hot and crowded and it's in this pressure cooker of the pandemic and of all these internal forces that are wanting to, you know, pull us apart rather than gather us together. We live in a world with communication patterns that have the ability to make us want to isolate, even when we might be sitting shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, so it's an important thing for us to be talking about. And the world wasn't meant to be that way. And your lives, our lives, human beings aren't meant to be that way. And I really truly believe that if there is anyone or anything that can help us find a way beyond this situation of untogethering that we're in, it's people who care more about the fabric of society, more about the fabric of the universe than getting their own way. And for me, if you're really doing that, I would say that's what church is, folks. I mean, I think that's what we mean by church. I spent quite a bit of time last week trying to share what I mean when I am talking about church, because it isn't just that institutional form. In fact, it's really kind of not that institutional form. I was talking about what I believe a church could be and what we really spent the last 16 years trying to help Fabric be. And I gave this definition, and I share it with you again. I think church means to be part of a community that sees itself as part of a larger movement across time and space, those people that are committed to weaving those three strands of self, others, and God in life-giving ways. And those others not just being other people, but all things, right? Everything. And God being sort of shorthand for that which is way too big and too incomprehensible to ever be contained by that three-letter word, God. Anyway, as Fabric, we aspire to be that kind of church. Fabric is not a building. Fabric is, you know, never a building. It isn't a place at all. It isn't something you go to. It isn't something you belong to. It isn't an hour or so on Sunday morning. Fabric is us. It's you and it's me. And it is as strong as we are together, and it is present anywhere we go, either together or individually. So last week, I said something that is, I believe, is really true. It's been included in the way that, you know, we talk about Fabric and what we have tried to have be at work since the very earliest days. And that is, as that kind of church I was just referring to, we have two jobs. And that's kind of it. We've got two jobs. One is that we have the job of building a healthy community. And then the other job we have is loving the world. Now, that might sound simplistic, that might sound trite, but I think it's true. And it's simple on the far side of complexity, not on the near side of complexity, if that means anything to you. So those two jobs, those are what make us whole. They do not compete with each other, they complete each other. And it is that reciprocity of growing as a community and giving as a community that makes the whole thing work. That is kind of how the world is put together. That's how everything else in the world works. We are part of each other. We are part of all things. We are not apart from them. Just like the tree that we talked about last week and did some improv around it to kind of see how that works. But a tree is a collection of all sorts of systems. Some systems work to build up the tree, and some of the systems are giving things back to the world in order to create the world around it and make that a more healthy and vibrant community, so that the tree then is better suited to it, and the tree can grow and and be more healthy and bear more fruit and all kinds of other benefits that, again, makes the world around it even stronger and healthier, making the tree be able to continue to grow. And you can see that spiral just keeps on going and going and going and expanding. And that isn't only true for us as an organization that we have those kinds of systems of giving and receiving, but it's true for us as individuals. And so that kind of begs the question, so what about you and what about me? How do you help Fabric be a healthy community, and how does Fabric love the world through you? Because you were uniquely shaped to make a contribution, not to be a consumer, but to make a contribution towards us being healthy and towards us loving the world. Now, that once again brings us back to these packets of M&Ms that you received. And if you didn't, you know, or if you already ate yours and you want another one, just, you know, let us know. But these M&Ms are, yes, you can eat them now if you want. They are simply a reminder that you all have an M&M, okay? And what is an M&M? An M&M is the thing that help us Fabric be a healthy community and love the world together. So it is a ministry and a mission. You have a ministry within Fabric that helps us be a healthy community, and you have a mission beyond Fabric that helps us to love the world. Last week, we focused on the M of mission, that mission that we have beyond Fabric. So, you know, if you weren't here, didn't hear that, catch that podcast, because it really is an essential element of what it means for us to be together, and I think how the whole world works to be together. This week, we're focusing on the other M, our ministries within Fabric. Now, long before church ever became an institution, a denomination, or any of that kind of stuff, back when it was just a movement that was stirred up and just happening because of Jesus' presence in the world and his life and his death, people were already very, very clear about how those who saw themselves as part of the movement were going to interrelate and how are they going to make that all work. They had very little idea of what the outside form of it was be, but they were very clear about how internally they would relate to one another. Listen to these words. They saw themselves as heirs of the gift of what Jesus revealed to them. And so, in these words, you know, they're old, but I think incredibly helpful today. It says, the gifts that Christ gave were to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Okay, that's really churchy. I get it. So let me take that apart a little bit. There's a couple words that need some explaining. First of all, like saints. Saints are not dead people who worked miracles, all right? Saints are people. What they meant, I won't get into all the derivation of that particular word, but what they were referring to when they talked about saints, they were talking about people who saw themselves as part of this movement that they were all sold out to. They called those people the saints, all right? So if you see yourself as part of this larger movement that Fabric is a part of, guess what? You're a saint. Your parents may be very surprised to find that out, but you are, okay? You're a saint. Now, the other part here is that language about body of Christ. That came up last week, too, and might sound a little bit weird, but that was a favorite metaphor that was used at that time to talk about what these saints were doing and what they were relating about. They were becoming the body of Christ. I mean, the body, right, has all of its members. We got a circulatory system, respiratory system, an autonomic system, all kinds of systems, right? I mean, they all work together. They don't compete with each other. No, they complete each other. I mean, we couldn't survive without it. I mean, the kids in their exercises, you've got some Mr. Potato Heads there, right? And, you know, you're not going to only put eyes on your potatoes. That's kind of an inside joke for adults. But you're going to put ears and nose and mouth and arms and legs and stuff, you know. I mean, we got all those things that have to be there and all that variety to make it work. So, like, you know, that body of Christ imagery was really common then, but you could use the Fabric imagery as well. I mean, the fabric is made of many different threads, each with their own color, their own texture, their own strength, their own resiliency, and they add something to the fabric, the larger fabric, and its color and its strength and resilience and everything. And so, you know, just building up the body of Christ or strengthening by weaving into the fabric, it all works. It all works. And then there's this other word, ministry. It's pretty simple. Ministry is how you serve or how you help. That's what the word minister means. Just if you go through its definition, it is to serve or to help. You have a ministry within Fabric. If you're here today, if you're listening to our podcast, if you are in on the live stream right now, if you see yourselves as part of this community, this local part of that movement, then you have a ministry here. You have a way of helping us be whole. Your thread matters. Now, will we fall apart if you don't do your part? Probably not. But will we be missing something? Will there be some bit of resilience, something, some defect in the fabric? Yeah, there will be. There's something that's incomplete without what you are doing. So you are all ministers. This ministry of Fabric is yours, folks. It isn't ours. It isn't from the. It doesn't belong to the hired people. This belongs to the community, to each and every one of us. When you plug in that other person plugs in and I plug in, stuff happens. The staff has their roles. Yes, you know, specialized and maybe kind of intensive. But basically, the staff's role is to help you be successful, help you do your role, not to do your role for you, but to help you do it so Fabric can continue to function. So to just show how that all works, I need some people. Can I have you two? Can you come up here with me? And come on up. 1, 2, 3, 4, both of you. 4. Do you want to come too? No? Okay. You can. You want to come? All right. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Can you? Chloe doesn't. 8. Oh, should we get 9? All right. I think that's as much you have room for. Let's have Aaron, just in case. All right. So what you gonna do? I'm gonna lie down on this, and you guys are gonna all pick me up. So you got to get all the way around me. And all right, I'll lie down. No, go all the way around me, like especially from my knees. One person behind me for my head. And 2 fingers.
Oh, we're lifting you up.
You're gonna lift me up.
Okay.
Is there room for y'all?
Me. I think just him. I think this is the safety net.
Oh, 2 fingers. Stick them underneath. You got that, Clara? You got a heavy part there, Clara. Wait. One of you go to that side. Okay, can you lift me up?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Whoa.
All right, now back down.
Drop him.
Now the reason, you did a pretty good job, but it was a little iffy at first until Chris did what?
3, 2, 1.
All right, he made you a team. If you were all just trying to do it, I tried this before and people couldn't lift me up, but until I counted. So let's try it again. Everybody ready? Same thing you did before. I'm going to count it out, and then you're going to lift me up, right? 1, 2, 3, go. Woo. A little higher.
Little. Everybody drop them. Yeah,
1, 2, 3, down. All right, thank you. Yeah, and I live to have a sabbatical. That's great. So the point is, a couple of people couldn't do that, but a lot of people working together could do it really pretty easily. So Paul, that same writer who wrote the piece that I mentioned earlier, who was trying to like figure out how this movement could take shape with his vision that he had received from Jesus, he also writes this. He writes this. He says, there are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the common good. Now, that's 2,000 years ago, okay? So some of the way that they talk about it is a little strange maybe today. In fact, I would say, you know, kind of the way that they say we receive these gifts from God might kind of sound like God just zapping. I think we maybe understand a little bit more organically how it's all God is just woven into this world and how we are created in order to be a part of this movement that is meant to include all people in all times and places. But there are 2 things in this that I think are totally clear and totally relevant today, just as much as the day they were written. And the first of those is this. It tells us that each person has a role, and it fits who they are. You have a role in helping Fabric be a healthy community, and it fits who you are. Yeah, you don't have to wedge yourself into some peg hole that was pre-created, whether it makes sense for you to be in it or not. No, whoever you are, with your passions, your abilities, your interests, your experience, your personality, all of it, it's needed here. It may serve in a way that we've already kind of laid out and we're looking for people. It may be something that no one has even thought about before. It may be something that's happening out in the open or something that is, you know, just being done behind the scenes. It might be something that's part of a team. It might be something you do on your own. But it will use your shape, who you uniquely are. Now, there's a flip side to that, of course, and that is there's also work that just has to get done. Yeah, just like at home. I have never met a person who is uniquely shaped to empty the dishwasher or clean the cat's litter box, right? You know, and it's here too. I still haven't met the person who just can't wait for Sunday morning in the middle of winter to go put the flags out, you know, or who just, you know, is just impassioned with trying to figure out how we can get a good enough internet signal at the Minnehaha Falls so we can run our live stream, or maybe even, you know, really kind of spruce up their house so that their group can come over on Thursday nights. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, there are some things that are just work. Now, as a community, we try to minimize that stuff. We try to minimize the things that just have to get done and nobody's really excited about because nobody's really excited about it, right? But it's a real world, and sometimes there are the things that we're uniquely shaped for and we're excited about, and then there are things that just have to get done, you know, and that's okay. So that's one point from this verse, that each of us has a role that uniquely fits us, and then there's also some stuff that just has to get done. And the other is this, that the ministry, your ministry is good for all. It's not your ministry makes Fabric more like you want it, right? It's your ministry makes Fabric good for all. That means our ministries, including mine, aren't about your preferences, they're about our purposes, right? Another way to say that is if you are using your ability and your time and your leverage and your influence within this community in order to make Fabric better for you rather than healthier for us, then you are doing this community a disservice, not a service. I think we all know when that happens, and that's tricky. It's an important thing to remember. So there are a lot of different ministries that you or I could be doing. A lot of them exist on Fabric. If you look on your Sunday paper on that right-hand column, there's a list of all kinds of ministries that exist or we could dream of. And we know, I mean, this list could go on and on and on forever because a lot of them are only in your imagination. You know, we have no idea what they might be. But so take a look at that list. Maybe help you identify, like, what is it that you are doing? What are you excited about? Maybe it'll spark an idea of something that you've never done, but you thought, hey, that sounds kind of interesting. In fact, you'll notice these communication cards that I know you all love so much. There's a, on the back, it's I'm interested in, and there's all kinds of ways of helping, right? That is English for the old English term minister, which is for the Greek term diakonos, ministry. Okay, so that's something to do. In fact, today, before you turn this in, right, what are your ministries? If you've got some here, maybe you've never even thought about it as a ministry before, but you're like, hey, I've been doing this all along. You know, that's a great thing. Write it on there. Or maybe you're interested in trying something. So some things to know about that is, and this is following along there, is that you can have, and you probably do have more than one ministry, all right? The point is, have one. Find a place to contribute. Believe me, this community will be more meaningful to you when you are contributing to it than when you are just consuming it. And I'm really proud of the way all of you are so involved with it. Some of them are formal or more casual. Some are, you know, kind of just as needed. Some are more structured in how they happen and things like that. Some are big, some are little. You know, they all work together to make a whole. Then the next thing there is, you can also try out and you can change how you serve, right? You aren't stuck forever because of what you're doing, right? It can change. That's really important. We need commitment. All living things need commitment, and Fabric is a living organism, so we need commitment. But if it isn't working for you, it's not working, all right? You know, so there's, and if it really is that important, my guess is there's someone else here who is ready to lift that for you, so that can happen, all right? Now, here's another thing to know about your ministry within our community, and that is there are invisible ministries, but there are no insignificant ministries, right? Invisible, but not insignificant. My nose is visible. My heart is not visible. But guess which one is more significant? Right. I mean, this is true in so many places of in our world and in our lives, and certainly here as a fabric. You may not get any attention, you may not get any credit for it, but does that mean it's not making a difference? I mean, I think about, like, what happens here on Sunday morning. Is the most important thing what I or whoever the speaker says? You know, I hope sometimes that what I'm saying or the other people are saying really does matter and make a difference for people, but what about the welcome that someone receives when they're walking in the door? What about finding the nest, our, you know, early child area, finding that orderly, like a safe place, a welcome place for the kids? What about that conversation with someone before or after the gathering where they felt seen and they felt known? I mean, the truth is, if that stuff isn't going on, if someone comes here and they don't feel welcome and they aren't feeling known and heard, then it really doesn't matter what I say at all because, you know, we've already lost that person from feeling like they belong here. Hi, Eloise.
Hi. Air Zuka or something, and I can knock over a cup with it, and I'm still practicing, but...
Whoop. You did.
Knocked over your papers, too.
So, that's really cool. Why are you bringing that up here right now?
Because it knocked it over, but you didn't see it, did you?
Ah, like it's doing something, but it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. There is air pressure is happening, but you can't see it happen. You only see the outcome of it. Bit. Exactly. Well, that's pretty cool. What else can you do with that?
If you got a cup from me during the say hello time, can you put it on your head so I can just,
you know.
So
you can do it.
Just.
I think that one fell with gravity. Oh, there. I'll give you credit for that one. Come on. Get Finn.
There we go. Still practicing. I don't think I have the strength for this.
All right.
There we go.
Thank you, Eloise. Yes. Happy birthday to you. Right. Just a fun way to remember that things can be invisible, but it doesn't mean they're not making a difference, right? Your ministry may be invisible, but it's not insignificant. I know of people that whenever they hear of something going on in someone's life, positive or not so, they send a card to them. Nobody knows that this is going on all the time, but it really makes a difference. It's a ministry within our community. So this is kind of one of these moment of truth sorts of things, but your most powerful ministry is probably going to come from your deepest hurt, not your greatest strength. Your most powerful ministry, your greatest ministry, most powerful ministry is probably going to come from your deepest hurt, not from your greatest strength. When we think about, like, what do we really have to offer, we have a tendency to go towards all of our assets, all our competencies, all the things we've mastered, all of our successes, right? How can I use those? What we skip over are all those hurts, the defects, the flaws, the really horrible experiences, the tragedies we've lived through. In fact, we have a tendency to put those in our disqualifies me for really being useful in our community. And I have to say, it's really the opposite is true. It's really the opposite is true. Now, all those gifts you have, all your skills and accomplishments, all your competence, I mean, that really is helpful. We want that here. I mean, bring it and use it and enjoy it. But, know that there is nothing that is going to be as strong as what you have learned on that long, hard road of life that you did walk, or maybe you are still walking. That is irreplaceable. And I don't know where your mind goes when I talk about that, when I say those hurting places, those things that you feel like are defects, those shadow places that you hide away. I don't know where your mind goes. And you might want to say, Greg, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what is inside of me. And I'll say, you're right, I do not know. And I probably can't even fully understand. But what I do know is that there is someone else in this room right now who needs to hear your story. And you very likely need to share it, and you need to hear theirs as well. That's why we do all of this together. Now, my guess is your heart already knows that this is true. So listen to it. Honor it. It may be sad to think that, you know, some of our real greatness has to come through these broken places, these hard places of life. But I also think it's incredibly reassuring to know that we are part of a world. We are woven into a fabric of the universe. We are children of a God that wastes nothing. There is nothing in your life, in your experience, that isn't useful, that is wasted. So that brings me to the last thing that I want to mention about your ministry, and that is your ministry will require sacrifice, and it will be fulfilling to you. Now, I'm hoping you love doing what you do with this local movement of the, you know, that spans time and geography. I know I do most of the time. Yep, there is that, right? But in that what you do connects with something deep inside of you, it is going to require commitment, and it is going to require sacrifice. And that's good. I will not apologize for the fact that telling you that your commitments, your serving, your ministries in the fabric is going to require a sacrifice. It is going to challenge your routines. It's going to challenge your priorities. It's going to push you in your comfort zones. I mean, Jesus knew this. Jesus commented on it to his would-be followers. Maybe I should say he warned his would-be followers when he said this. He said, "If anyone would come after me, they must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." He did not say, take up your talents, your bottle of beer and your video game, or your good looks and your leisure time. No, he said, take up your cross. Take up this stuff that is real and close to your heart, this stuff that you know is costly, this stuff that makes you realize that it isn't about you, it's about being part of something that's so much bigger than you, and that's really what it's all about. Sacrifice is part of the package, and it's good. You know it already. But we need to say it out loud, and we need to continue to remind each other that that is how it works, and we need to continue to support each other in that. So, we are here. You're here. I'm here because we want significant lives that are in significant relationships, that are having a significant impact in our world. Now, I don't care if you or I ever become famous because of it. I don't really expect that we will solve all the world's problems. But what I hope, what I really hope, is that you have a sense that who you are and what you are doing matters. That you are part of this greater fabric, not just this local community fabric, but the greater fabric of all things, and that you, in your own ways, make it stronger and you make it better. Because I think that's what fulfillment is. It's fulfillment that you can't ever achieve, you can't ever find by trying to get and have and accumulate. It's something that we give. It's a contribution that we make. And that is why we are togethering. So I invite you right now, just take a moment and be comfortable, and maybe close your eyes if you wish, and take your first three fingers, your thumb and your next two fingers, and just kind of hold them together, rub them together. These three strands of self and others, and that third strand that we call God. And I want you to imagine what it is that you do, or maybe you could do, to help Fabric be a healthy community. I want you to just imagine how that is touching the lives and touching that which is beyond us all, weaving us together. Picture yourself in those places where you have served. Like I said, there might be ones that you never even ever thought about as actually serving this community, but now that you stop and think, you realize that you're helping us be healthy so that we can love the world. What I would pray for you, and what I think is all of our prayers, is that we would be able to see those people whose lives are touched directly or indirectly because what we try to do. And as Paul wrote, I pray that we may all know the power of God that is working among us and can help us accomplish far more than we could ever ask or imagine. And that may be so. May it be so. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this podcast sparks conversation in other parts of your life. If you're looking for meaningful connections, there's a Fabric group for you to try, whether you're in the Twin Cities or not. Tag @FabricMPLS with your wonderings on social media and find resources on our website, fabricmpls.com.